So I have a French Bible back in the rectory, and looking at the translation of the passage that we heard from the book of Exodus, the word stiff-necked in French is translated as tête dure. I think we all know what that means. Tête dure, the hard-headed. If you read the scriptures, you notice over and over again, because it says this, how precious we are in the sight of God. There's no doubt that God looks at each and every one of us that he's created, and he loves us, and his love is perfect. His love is eternal. He's God. That's what he does. But sometimes we don't see that. We become tête dure. We become so proud, so stubborn and hard-headed and blind that we just don't see or fail to, knowingly that we're failing to do this, acknowledge the love of God. We know that his love for us calls us to a responsibility that maybe sometimes we don't care to follow. But that responsibility is only for our own good, to become like God himself, to be freed from sin, be freed from the things that make us less than holy, and live in the freedom that only comes from God's mercy and forgiveness. His love is real. There's no doubt about that. His love is perfect. Our love for God, on the other hand, not quite so much, but can be and should be by his grace. There's an old Spanish proverb that says, I love you today more than yesterday, but less than tomorrow. It's really pretty beautiful. And that should kind of summarize our love for God, that we love God today more than yesterday, but less than tomorrow, because we keep growing and growing in that love for him. Again, his mercy is sure, but it doesn't leave us free from responsibility to turn away from sin and to follow the way of truth. God will always love you, undoubtedly, and he will always be quick to forgive you, undoubtedly. But in that forgiveness, we must be sincerely repentant, not simply superficially apologize to God, but to certainly desire in our heart to leave sin behind and to follow again the way of truth, the way of grace. I oftentimes hear people arguing about religion because they say, you know, the Catholic Church is all about guilt. Everything you do is wrong. Maybe because all you're doing is wrong. If we're doing the good, we're not going to feel guilty. But there's a time, though, that guilt is actually good. We should feel bad if we've done something to hurt God. We should feel bad if we've done something to hurt somebody else. That's obvious. We shouldn't feel good about sin. We should not feel good about hurting other people or God, for that matter. But guilt is good when it moves us to repentance. Guilt is bad when it makes us feel frightened, when it makes us feel frozen, when it makes us feel paranoid, when it begins to disturb us psychologically. That's not a good thing, but we do that to ourselves. Why? Because guilt does not focus on God. Guilt focuses on oneself. It's idolatry. That's exactly why the Israelites created this molten calf and decided to worship it instead of God. They saw God put 10 plagues on Egypt. They saw God take them out of Egypt and was bringing them to the promised land. They saw him open up the Red Sea. He fed them with manna from the sky. He fed them with quail. He was taking very good care for them, but they wouldn't acknowledge that. They griped and they complained and they grumbled against God and against Moses, and it was just one thing after another. And so they felt guilty. Rather than ask God for forgiveness, what do? They create a false God to make them feel better about themselves. And people do that all the time. We're going to worship a false God because it makes me feel better about myself, when actually it makes us much worse. Guilt focuses on the self, but trust focuses on God. And his mercy takes us out of ourselves into the realm of God. When that happens, then God opens up the floodgates and gives us his mercy and gives us a sense of peace. That's how he works, because he loves us. But he wants us to open up our hearts and our minds to that mercy. Trust. Trust focuses on God. Trust focuses on mercy. Thus, we can say with that beautiful little caption on the bottom of the picture of Christ, giving us divine mercy, Jesus, I trust in you. Why is this trust so important? Trust leads us to confidence. If you trust in God, you have confidence in him. Like St. Paul says, I can do all things in Christ who strengthens me. Because I trust him. He strengthens me, I can do all things. That confidence then leads us to a greater and deeper love. This greater and deeper love then makes us, has us making better choices. We love God, we choose the good. How it works. Better choices, better decisions, taking better responsibility. Does Satan want that to happen? Obviously not. He would prefer that we would stay stuck in that uncleanness of sin. To be stuck in the mire and the filth of the pig pen, if you would, the pig pen of guilt, that pig pen of hopelessness and despair, and ultimately unrepentance. Satan loves it whenever we become careless about our faith. We become so despondent that we just say, oh, it doesn't matter anymore, so I don't care. Stop praying, stop going to Mass, put God out of the picture altogether. That carelessness then turns into a hatred of God and turns into a hatred of all things that are of God. You don't believe me? Look at the world that we live in. A world that loves to live in sin. A world that hates to ask for forgiveness, that doesn't want to step foot inside a church, has nothing to do with God. And what did they do? They mock God instead. They ridicule faith. They blaspheme. They show hatred toward religion, and they show hatred toward people who are religious, Christianity and Christians in particular. Why? Because they know where forgiveness is to be found, right there on the cross of Jesus Christ. But no. They would rather worship an idol rather than the God who can give them forgiveness and peace. Their necks are stiffened, their minds are darkened, and their hearts are hardened because of sin and a lack of repentance. St. Paul says, I understand that. I was like that myself. He hated the name of Jesus Christ. He hated Christians. He persecuted them. And as St. Paul says, I was once a blasphemer, a persecutor, an arrogant, but because I acted out of ignorance in my belief, I have been mercifully treated, asking God's forgiveness. And I'm grateful to him who has strengthened me, Christ Jesus our Lord. He has considered me trustworthy in appointing me to the ministry. Was he worthy of it? No, but God chose him and made him worthy. And same with all of us. God has chosen you and me to bear the name of Christian. He has chosen us to bring the gospel of Jesus Christ to the world. That gospel is of mercy and love and forgiveness. To seek mercy ourselves, to give mercy. To seek forgiveness ourselves and to forgive. To be merciful as God our Heavenly Father is merciful. We cannot be filled with sin. We cannot be lacking in repentance. Like St. Paul, we are called to something greater. And so I would offer this. If you haven't made a good confession in a long while, then now is the time to do it. Ask the Lord for clarity, to see the ugliness of sin, and to grant you regret and remorse, but also to grant you a firm resolve to be done with past sins and bad habits, and to come back into a life of grace, and the peace that comes along with it. Like St. Paul, we have been mercifully treated, that all who come to believe in Christ through us may have everlasting life. To the King of ages, incorruptible, invisible, the only God, Jesus Christ, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen.